Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go, with Jim Jim and Nobby.
It seems today that on TV there are so many programs, which ones should we see? But where can we get some decent telly? Sitting on our backside, Podgy has a TV guide. He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the coppers told him he can't go outside. It's time for Podgy's TV guide.
Your man's arrived.
Hello, Budge.
God, it's nippy out, isn't it? Well, it's colder than a budget speech.
Lads! Did you see me mate was back on Monday with a new show?
Who?
Guy Martin with Guy's Garage.
He's a good guy, Guy. He's a good guy, Guy. Well, it's on Monday nights on Channel 4 at 9. Last week he was racing bangers in Sweden. Next week he's racing three-wheel Vespas. I'm watching it. I'm watching it. You don't have to watch
if
it.
If the name of the show was called Bangers in Sweden, I'd definitely watch it.
Bangers and Hash. That'd be another good...
If it was called that, you couldn't save it to your hard disk.
Guy Martin is back, and he's got a plan.
We're going to get something that wasn't really designed to be raced to go do some daft races.
Turning four unlikely vehicles into ultimate racing machines.
No way!
It's just going to be an absolute doddling.
Sound job.
Before setting out to beat the locals in their own backyards.
What's the worst that can happen?
We haven't put it on his roof. I don't think we're trying hard enough.
No. We've always got a taste of tarmac.
Thank you very much.
Guy's Garage starts Monday at 9 on Channel 4 and All 4.
All 4.
Fellas pulling engines apart, putting them back together, making them do things they weren't supposed to do. I love that. It's like Lego for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of grown-ups, there'll be none of them watching this. Do you watch this? I know loads of people are mad about this. Selling Sunset.
Yes, they're friends of the show, Podge.
Are they?
Yeah, they are friends of the show. And there's a new...
I know, I'm looking at her here. What's her name?
She's not the new Sunsetter.
Okay.
Tony Soprano would have loved the new Sunsetter.
Oh.
Ladies, I've got some big news.
You're pregnant.
You're going to marry somebody.
This is important. Since Davina left, I hired a new agent.
Is she blonde with nice cleavage?
Vanessa.
Hey. I'm so excited and blessed to be surrounded by successful realtors.
I have had a lot of experiences where I've worked with women that are competitive. And I mean, I know how to deal with that.
It's like Sherry Fitz with lovely bits.
She looks like Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, right, that's good. But is it Douglas Newman good?
Hey. Hello, they're friends. Listen. Wake them up.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock.
With Jim Jim and Nobby.
I love you. Oh, my God.
This is Jason and Mary Fitzgerald.
From Selling Sunset.
And you're listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
On FM 104.
Season 4. Wow. Started on Wednesday on Netflix.
Right. I'll have to catch up on all the other three before I get into it.
Also on your digital streaming devices this week, Amazon Prime, starting today, Queen Pins is out, lads.
Total's $138.55.
Is it?
It's like 1,000 coupons. Your trophy.
Yo, yo, yo! It's time to save with JoJo. Is it hot in here? Or is it just me?
It's you.
Mom!
We have a mountain of debt.
Is this the best we're ever gonna do?
How come I'm so broke?
The system has set us up to fail.
You know who gets rewarded?
People who don't follow the rules.
So based on a true story.
I might give it a go. Oh, I don't know, it's Amazon Prime. I might. Dodgy box.
Possibly.
Yeah. Get back! Get back! On Disney Plus.
That sounds like a guard shouting at you.
Get back! Keep moving on. Nothing to see here, folks.
When the Beatles were recording their last ever album, somebody went and filmed everything they were doing for 67 hours. All this footage was discovered only recently. And Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings fella, got all the footage and made a movie out of it. This is them breaking up on camera.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
It looks amazing. I think every music fan is going to be bed into that.
Footage is 50 years old. Looks that good, though.
Oh, yeah. It's all been perfect quality. It's been in a vault somewhere.
It's very good.
Discovered. And
that started yesterday on Disney Plus, lads. Man, I'm having that. I'm putting a permanent marker underneath that one.
Don't worry, kids. One day from now, there'll be a One Direction version of that as well.
Yeah. They'll still be blaming Zayn, though.
It'll be just Zayn leaving on TikTok.
Okay, lads.
There it comes.
Oh, what is it?
Come on, Podge. Come on, you little Grinch. Come on.
It's the time of the year where...
Think of the kids.
Where His Majesty of Tubridy lowers himself to come on to the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Because he's got to plug the Late Late Toy Show.
He doesn't need to plug it.
He doesn't need any help from us. But here is one of my favourite moments of the Toy Show a couple of years ago.
How old are you?
5.
Your glasses are pretty cool, if you ask me.
Connor said Tata went to come out and she look it.
So me, Johanna Wall, August 2 fan. How about you, Dama?
Ta.
Any crack?
Neil.
He just says Neil and he rolls away. Neil.
Here's a kid who knows what's going on. Yep, move on. Move on. Nothing to see here. It's on at 9:35 tonight, lads. I think every second telly in the nation will be tuned to it, won't it?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, there's an ad for this tonight, lads, is €85,000. The first ad break, a slot in that, is €85,000. Rate card.
What?
How many seconds do you get for that?
I'd say you might get 30. Yeah, first break. The break probably about 9:55, maybe
when
10 o'clock.
When you see figures like that, lads, it makes you glad you don't pay your TV license, doesn't it? Good luck to
Good
you.
Good luck to you,
boys. They won it all.
It's happening tonight. There'll be a shortage of jelly babies in Tato. Enjoy it, kids. Tubridy's going to be chatting to us.
Don't stay up late. Don't have nightmares.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Toy Show Friday, 26th of November, last Friday of the month. The prospect of this new Wag of the Case witness brings back my old nightmares. I thought it was gone away. I thought it might have been sorted, but no, it hasn't. So Rebecca Vardy, Colleen Rooney, the libel case. There's a blog entry where Becky, who is suing Colleen over her accusations, has reacted after learning her ex-husband could be called as a witness in their upcoming trial. Describing it as a dark turn, she reports that Steve Clark, who's 56, who she'd previously accused of domestic violence, was preparing to give evidence against her, had left her physically shaken. I don't remember having a 56-year-old husband, but there you go. He's probably worth it as well, but Lewis Capaldi. His accounts are in, his tax returns are filed. $4 million he made in the last 12 months, despite not doing anything. No shows, no new music. £4 million in the bank, it's all right. If you like mountain walking, you have been advised that parts of Ireland are set for their first snowfall of the season today after temperatures overnight have been around 0 degrees, and Met Éireann have put just warnings out there for gusts. And certain parts of the country, higher ground, Wicklow Mountains, could see a covering of snow. For those living on higher ground in the north especially, there may be a risk. So it's not as cold this morning, but still, it's not tropical or anything. So if you do like going walking over the weekend or whatever, just bearing in mind, telling someone where you're going, what time you're expected back and all that stuff. Children Who Stole the Hearts of the Nation look back. Amy Keogh was the girl who met her hero Ed Sheeran on the Late Late Toy Show when she was just 11 years old. Now she's 18. She's studying to be a teacher at DCU. And Amy says she cherishes the memory of meeting Ed live on stage. The toy show, of course, is back tonight. The Lion King will be the theme. Years ago, they never revealed what it would be. It was a big surprise. And now they have. So I'd imagine close on 2 million will be expected to tune in. It's 9:35 tonight, and you know the rest of the story. Last year, they raised 6.6 million euro for charity. So I'm sure they'll do the same again. Pope Francis may have attracted 180,000 people to Croke Park 4 years ago, but Garth Brooks, now he's the new religion. I mean, the amount of you who were sending us messages yesterday, we thought you were a lot cooler than this. Like 130 whatever thousand in the queue. Tickets went on sale, 5 dates, and the residents are, well, I don't know how they're feeling. I mean, they had plenty of time to get their head around it, I suppose. But someone has said, I'm absolutely considering moving out to make room for him to make millions on the back of the Irish people. So not everyone from the area would like to have him. So there's going to be lots of community meetings, and they said it was clear several weeks ago that some residents were opposed to the number of concerts expected to take place. And yes, I think we were all surprised when we heard it would be 5. And you know, I like to, you know, there's other places you can get news on the LC, but this morning we wake up to the news that there's a new variant. There's no direct flights from any of the countries affected to Ireland, but it's one to watch. You know, when sometimes the scientists come out and say, look, it's just another mutation, it's grand. I'm just waiting for them to say that. And Richard Madeley has been forced, I wasn't sure if he was going to go back, get sore to go back, after he breached the show's COVID bubble by seeking medical treatment following an episode in which he was drenched in rotten food. He was sent out of the reality series shortly before 6 a.m. yesterday morning. He crawled through fish guts, rotten vegetables during a challenge known as the Castle Kitchen Nightmares. We were talking about it yesterday, but more details are coming from emergency. He was taken to hospital by ambulance. By 3 o'clock yesterday, he had appeared on Instagram to reassure fans that he was absolutely fine, but he would have to withdraw from the show because he'd left the bubble set up by the ITV crew to protect the contestants and crew from coronavirus. So we all thought he would, you know, be very annoying, and it's, I think it says a lot about the lineup this year that he was kind of one of the most interesting. So it's just over to the two lads from EastEnders and Coronation Street to kind of sort it out now. But they're comparing the ratings to previous jungles and saying not as high as they would have been in past years. And you just have to wonder, is that down to who's in it? Anyway, that's how the world is looking this Friday morning. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Good Friday song from Outkast. I'd like to play some Hey Ya. Outkast, Hey Ya, on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F 104, it's 7:19. It's Black Friday. What does that mean for you? Well, tell you what it means. We'll be on hand today at Curry's as we're doing a virtual broadcast from Curry's to celebrate their extra special Black Tag sale with great Black Friday deals. They have given us a 43-inch LG Smart 4K Ultra HD LED TV and a €150 voucher for you to win. And we're just going to probably ask a question during Podgy's TV and streaming guide, but also something that you can watch and is at movies from this weekend. There's a couple, actually. There's Encanto, which is a new Disney animated musical. Burning white substance in Colombia makes people float and animals talk. But it's a funny film, so it's not about that kind of stuff. It's the story revolving around a magical candle that lends a series of gifts to a family who live in a village protected from outsiders by the mountains. And all the children and grandchildren of widow Alma are given special abilities apart from Mirabelle. So I don't know if there's snow or what they're getting at with the white comparison, but Encanto gets 4 stars. What doesn't is A Boy Called Christmas. Give that the swerve. It only gets 2. It's on Sky Cinema straight away and on cinemas. But House of Gucci is also out today, and this is where I'm going with my question. So it's getting 4 stars, and it is like just really, really good. Lady Gaga shines as Patrizia, and Adam Driver as Maurizio. So a lot of good reports about it. Everyone seems happy. It's a lot of people are giving it their film of the week. So all I want to know is for your chance to get into the draw. With thanks to Curry's and that massive 43-inch LG Smart 4K TV and the voucher, is give me any Gaga tune, any at all. 087-679-7104. Stick you in the draw, and it could be the next movie you get to watch on your new TV, which would be nice. That's only some of what we have to give away today, because we'll be giving you Dyson goodness as we give more prizes with our Liffey Valley competition. And we have, thanks to Costa at Home and the range, we have got another Costa Nespresso machine to give away with a one for all voucher. And then we'll do Instagram, and like, there really is so much stuff for you to win. So it's Red Friday in the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Have you anything you'd like to give away, Crossy? Anything else down your pockets?
Go watch Encanto. Fantastic movie.
Okay.
I got to see it a few weeks ago. It's very good. You know, there's always someone on your road who's so talented, like they either is playing GAA, or they're a good singer, or they're whatever, and they always kind of melt you about it. You're going to be Encanto.
Mirabelle
is going to be the person you are. You're the person, oh, I wish I was good at that. Oh, I wanted to be good at that. Oh, I want to be good at that. There's a lot of good singing bits in it. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is just doing so many great movies at the moment, he wrote all the music for it. So I think you're going to like it. It's going to be like Coco. If you liked Coco, you're going to like it.
Yeah, the music in it especially gets a serious shout out, saying that each song that happens throughout the film gets better than the last one, but they're all good.
They're very good, yeah. Yeah. Right. It's about 90 minutes long. I remember going, oh God, I don't know if I want to watch this now. But it's very good. It is very good.
Right, well, the other one is House of Gucci. Highly recommended today. Podgy will be here with his TV and streaming guide, and more chance to win that TV coming up then as well. So loads of ways to win this morning. It's F104. It's the Strawberry, and did you know that you're cool if you listen to Ed Sheeran? There's some other people on there like Queen and the Beatles, but not so cool, I don't know why, but it's just on the list, is Kanye West. You know, musically, cool, no? Not today anyway, but Ed Sheeran is there, so you're safe. So it's the big one tonight, the toy show. A lot of people will tune in. There's lots of rehearsals that have to take place before it all goes off without a hitch, of course. I wonder whether there'd be a bottle of anything that opens up in someone's face again tonight. It was one of the highlights of last year. Anyway, let's go to the rehearsals right now.
Okay, guys, it's the rehearsals for the toy show. Bop, 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 bop. I am ready for another year, 2021. What have we got?
This is the schedule for this year.
Let's have a look. Chris Kindle. Yeah. So, what, you want me to present the show as in a Dublin gangland RTE drama style?
That's exactly it, Ryan. Yeah, I think it's going to work well.
Okay, give me a kid, I'll try it.
Irish drama as well. Okay, kid, can you come over here?
What do you want?
Bop, 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 bop. What's your name, kid?
Dingo.
Dingo, what are you getting for Christmas? Why don't you tell me, bop, 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 or I'll shoot you with this Nerf gun?
No, I'm getting a Nintendo Switch. Why is he going to shoot me? Please don't shoot me.
No, I don't really like that, guys. It's a bit sinister. Let's not do that. It's okay, Dingo. No, don't cry. Don't cry. Here's some jellies. So, what are we going to do next?
We have Kevo, the kid reviewer. Kevo?
Oh, I love books. This is one of my favourite moments. I mean, most kids prefer toys and money, but books is where it's at. Kevo, sit down here. How are you, Kevo? Bop, 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 bop.
How are you, Ryan? How's it going? Yeah, I used to do it for Gay years ago.
You're a bit old.
Yeah, it's Grant. Yeah, yeah. So, what I have here, right?
Yes.
Is a book about COVID written by some shaper who tweets flashy headlines for Virgin Media News there. He wanted to earn a few quid.
Isn't really a kid's book, though, is it?
Yeah, you know your man. You know your man.
Richard Chambers.
Yeah.
No, that's a book about COVID. Very fine publication.
Look, he stood outside the building for a year trying to earn a few quid.
No. That's a serious book. What we're looking at now is children's books. Actually, you're not even a child, so maybe we should...
I used to do it years ago.
I know, Kev. Can you just go over there? Security.
All right.
Security. I don't know how he got through. And he's not wearing a mask. He's too big to not be wearing a mask. I'm going to walk across the room here now in my jumper and my jeans. And who've we got here? What's your name, buddy?
My name's Sean.
Good. And how old are you? Bop, 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 bop.
I'm 9.
You remind me of a young Ryan Tuberty. That's my name.
Oh, really?
Yep. And I'm the elf on the shelf. And don't touch me.
You look like your man.
Don't touch me or I lose my powers.
Don't worry about that. You look like your man from the Nightmare Before Christmas. Spindly fella.
Your accent changed dramatically there, Sean, since I started talking to you, which is very strange. Anyway,
it happens.
This looks like Operation. I remember this as a kid.
Yeah, it's a bit like Operation, except it's for plumbers.
Oh, it's a plumbing game. I get it. So yeah. Who's this, Mr. Plumber?
No, the fella lying down is Leo the Leak, right? And you have to use your plumbing kit to try to stop him leaking stuff.
Oh, right. And is that easy or is it difficult?
Well, no, I'll show you here. You just get your spanner and you put it there.
Get off me, kid.
Oh, my God. It's very lifelike. It looks a bit like Leo, doesn't it?
I'm not going to tell you anything else.
Wow, that's amazing.
Actually, he sounds far more animated than the real person, I think.
Right, well, listen, that's what Leo the Leak, great present.
You'll never take me down, young Finnegale. I really care for everyone. I really do.
Good game, that. Good game. But not very realistic. But let's move over here. Who have we got? Hello. What's your name, little girl?
Penelope.
Hello, Penelope. You're very pretty.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to tell me what this is now? What's that? Huh?
This is a squid game.
A squid game? Oh, hang on now. Squid games, that's not appropriate for little people, is it?
No, it's just a bucket with a squid in it. You look after him.
It's not the Netflix show.
No, you just spin him around.
It's just a squid in a bucket,
is it? It's just a squid in a bucket. It's a squid game.
Right. And where are you from, Penelope? Okay, right, well, listen, guys, this is fantastic. Let's not do the book with that weird adult. We'll keep in the plumbing game. Squid game, I love. And, yeah, I think we're going to have a great night, guys. Join us on Friday night for the Late Late Toy Show. It's going to be fantastic. Good looking forward to you seeing you there. It's right on top of the... Don't give me too much jelly.
So now that Richard Madeley's gone, it's kind of up to Adam Woodgett and Simon Gregson, Steve McDonald and Ian McBeal from EastEnders to, I suppose, just be the leaders. Is that fair to say?
It's, do you know what? The tensions are mounting. I saw a bit of it and I'm loving the fact that they're now getting narky with each other. This hasn't happened in a long time. They're usually all friends and be kind and all that. It's not really happening this year.
Especially if you're a naughty boy or Frankie, because there was a little bit of a disagreement over the rice pudding.
I'm not here to scold anyone on how to make rice, but I do it at home on a daily basis.
Unfortunately, you know, the lack of food and the lack of sort of sleep and stuff's taking its toll a little bit.
We actually really like rice pudding. I just love rice.
Rice!
Rice pudding is supposed to be a sweet dish.
Maybe because I'm coming from a chef perspective, like... There's no such thing as savoury rice pudding. Just breaking it.
Yeah, but you're just coming into our camp and this was just what we did.
No, this is our camp.
No, but no, that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's
wrong what you
how
just said.
How have I ended up in like a discussion over something that's not even...
It's not your camp.
Don't be like that.
No, but don't say things like this. You came to our camp. Gosh.
Frankie said something where just implied that we just joined their camp.
Why can't no one talk about rice in here? I can't deal with it.
Rice! We all know somebody like Naughty Boy. He'll pick up on those little small things. She just said our camp. O-U-R. And he lit on it.
Yeah, I think she just meant ours, in all of our.
Yeah.
So Adam and Simon arrive in and they have to get straight down to business, taking part in one of the trials in front of the fellow campmates. And it ended reasonably well.
Why don't you grab your drinks?
Why not?
Grab your drink and you can go when you hear the klaxon. Best of luck.
Go on, Simon.
Go on, Simon.
He's all right. That was like you were back in the Rovers next time.
Yeah, it actually tastes better than the beer in there, I can tell you.
But it was
not good. Get this down here, all of it down here. It's another star.
Go on, lad, you got
I wouldn't worry about dinner, guys. You can have my portion after that.
Got this. Make sure there's nothing left, Adam. Come on.
Come on. All the way down, Adam.
Every single trip.
Yeah!
Well done!
Yeah.
That's it! Well done! Lords, you've just earned 11 out of 12 stars.
That's not a bad start, is it?
That's not a bad start at all, brother.
I think when you've done the job they have for such a long time, you have, even if you don't watch them, you probably know who they are, and it kind of gives you a bit of an advantage.
Yeah, and I think people, you know, have that heartwarming thing about them. They all know, like, little weasel, Ian Beale.
And then even more so when you are a weasel in a soap, but you're actually a lot nicer in real life.
Yes.
It's an even added bonus.
God, imagine there was an Irish one, Lobby. Imagine there was an Irish one.
Oh, God, I can't
Bob and
imagine.
Renee from Fair City. You'd have someone from Nationwide. Well, who else did you have? Throw in Dermot Bannon.
No, I don't even want to think about it. Just in case you were wondering, right, even if you didn't buy, even if you're not interested in going, even if you are a resident of Croke Park, he made €32 million yesterday.
Wow. 32 million.
Yeah.
Do you know how much he's worth?
I'd say many multiples of that.
Someone said it's like billions.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. Yeah. So, five of them. Gart Books is the story headline this morning. And finally, Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd can't stop eating Jimmy's Thanksgiving props. They got sidetracked at Jimmy's desk while they were doing the true story behind the shrink next door. And they worked very well together.
So that was here.
Those were real.
Those were real, yeah. Unfortunately, but I they couldn't have been. You know, I didn't know at the time. Please don't eat that berry. Please don't. No. Seriously, Paul, stop. Paul, seriously, stop. I have no idea what those things are. I don't even know if they're real. Stop eating
these. They're styrofoam.
All right. But, oh my God.
But they're not bad.
They're not bad. I do it for different people, and
maybe it got better.
What's the thing Paul Rudd hates being asked? How you look so young?
Yeah, how you look so young. Oh, right. He hates it. Hates it.
Really bugs him.
Yeah, I'd love to look like that. He hasn't changed since the 90s.
Neither have you, has he?
Clueless.
That is this for now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Chris is from Swords. He's an Arsenal fan and he's been waiting for years to win.
Yes.
Nothing new here, so. Hey. 2 years to get an Instagram. Have you really been trying that long?
Long before COVID, I've been dying to get on.
Wow, okay. So are you good at quizzes?
Do all right, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I do all right.
I was looking at some of the replies that you have to our Insta stories, and one of them was, oh, that's definitely a knobby question. It was something about a car that you did ages ago in the qualifying question.
Was it? Okay. Well, today was who's going to play the next Batman, and the answer was Orpats, so you got that one right.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it.
That guy through. Yeah, I am too. I think it'd be good. Right.
In 98 days time.
Not that you're counting. Okay, here we go. Good luck, Chris.
No.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What is tonight's theme on the Late Late Toy Show?
I didn't see it.
No one has yet. Okay. What car brand makes the Clio?
Renault.
What is the name of the Hoover or vacuum in the Teletubbies?
Pass.
What's the capital of New Zealand?
Auckland.
What county is Tato Park in?
Mead.
Selling Sunset Season 4 is back on Netflix this week. What is the show about?
Selling houses.
Who is Manchester United's manager before Ole?
Jose Mourinho.
A kit is a baby what?
Bear.
The AC button on a calculator stands for what?
Something cancel.
And true or false, apart from the six main characters in Friends, the character of Gunther appeared the most.
True.
It is true.
I didn't think they gave away the team for the toy show.
Well, the rumours are, yeah. It's,
oh, they confirmed it earlier on.
Yeah. Lion King.
It's been on the news since 7 o'clock.
Although we've been talking to Tubby in a few minutes and he hasn't done it. We'll just keep guessing. So, anyway. look, it doesn't. It's only a silly quiz. That is true about Gunther. God bless him. He was the most, apart from the six characters. The AC button on a calculator stands for All Clear.
All Clear.
Next time you're using your phone, All Clear.
I never knew that.
A kit is a baby rabbit. Jose before Ollie. That's true about Selling Sunset, Teddy Parks and Mead. Wellington is the capital of New Zealand.
down the bottom of the North Island. Nunu. Who knew? Nunu. Like, of all the characters in Teletubbies, Crossy, how did you latch on to this?
Nunu loved Tubby Custard. Anyone else? Any kids listening right now?
Tubby Custard.
Tubby Custard. No. Seriously, no one has ever heard of Nunu.
Tubby Custard.
Tubby Custard.
What was Tubby Custard?
Tubby Custard was the custard that Nunu used to go around sucking all up because he was
trying
to take
it. I don't even know the Teletubbies names.
So he was sniffing custard.
He was sniffing custard.
Okay. Wow. The Cleo's made by Renault and The Lion King. Yeah.
Someone said they were hard questions, lads. They were easy questions today.
A mix.
Tubby Toast. Yeah.
Tubby Toast.
Five. No, about it.
Look, it was worth the 2 years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you can have a cuddle mug as well.
Ah, sound it.
Right, no bother, Chris. Have a good day.
No, thanks for having us on.
See you later, man.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Buongiorno, ragazzi.
He's there. We have him.
It's right. It. It's here.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm. The older I get, Jim, the more apparent it becomes that I've become just a parody of myself. And to the point that I'm listening to myself on the radio going, as I'm live going, you're doing that thing. You're doing what that guy does.
And then I realize
that guy is you. And then you go, oh, what a pain in the hoop he is. No, it's not really quite meta. It drives me mad. I often say to the guys I work with, they go, God, you're a pain in the neck, etc. And I often say, yeah, you think it's hard working with me? Try being me.
What is it like
that's
being
harder?
What's it like being Ryan Tuberty?
Tough.
What's the toughest part?
The repetition. The same thing.
John F. Kennedy.
I know. He died. Get over it. What's the matter with you?
Are we still your favourite?
The Beatles.
Though?
I know.
Are we still your favourite?
You don't have
you know I am because you hold a mirror up to my shortcomings and I appreciate that because yes, I am a lighter favourite.
I miss the desk.
No, you don't.
I do.
The desk was like, I think no desk gives you a bit more intimacy. It's much more casual and actually get better conversations out of people without the desk. True story.
You've nothing to drum.
Oh, I'm drumming in my head. Like, don't forget, I told you I'm repetitive. I'm drumming
but
like
I'm
a madman.
Yeah. In my head.
Silly love songs.
You think that people would have had enough of bum 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 and I see it isn't dum 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 dum.
Is there more focus on your shoes though if you don't have a desk?
No one's ever commented on my shoes, lads. Come on. They're black shoes. They couldn't be more uninteresting.
So it's this time of year you change your lovely shoes to a pair of Converse or something like that, and you get in pre-production for the big night.
Yes, I do.
And
yes, I do.
Every year, I try and predict what I think it's going to be, and every year I'm wrong.
Well, that's a skill in itself, as I'd say to somebody who didn't do really well in school.
Here we go. Here's my prediction. And say nothing if I'm right, and say nothing. Well, no, tell me if I'm wrong, but say nothing if I'm right.
I'm totally confused by the rules.
Up
is a fine, fine film.
Too sad.
Keep going. Oh, no, yeah, did you say that, Nobby? Did you say too sad?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it?
You're so right. It's the saddest. Yeah. I watched that once. I watched it not too long. Actually, it was a couple of years ago. I remember going, what is this stuff coming down my cheeks, out of my eyes?
Yeah.
Tears? Well, for what? I mean, I'm watching a cartoon. This makes no sense.
Disney do this all the time.
No, to hell with that.
Oh, man.
Parents,
I can't watch the beginning of that film.
I had private business on RT a few weeks ago, Ryan, and I walked past your costumes and I had a look at all the photographs. And
did
like,
you?
They make you... I didn't sniff them there or anything, but I
No, I wouldn't expect you to do such a thing, but I am curious as to the private business. Can we unprivatize that for a minute?
I was meeting Claire Byrne late at night.
Ah... She does that. She brings people in for trysts at all hours.
She does.
Live on television.
I would have preferred if he'd been dressed as a giant lobster.
Actually, you should have gone in going, hi, Claire, under the sea. How's it going? Under the sea. You know, you got then kind of walk out after the break. Nobby will be back and you come back in. Come with me and we'll be Claire in a world. Stick it with me. In a world of pure imagination.
And I think the lobster one is most impressive just because it's so bulky and it's like, you must have been sweating.
I was doing a little rehearsal for tonight's big number, and I can tell you something, lads. You know, there might be much to me physically, but I know I just sweat.
Do you enjoy it? It's the one night of the year you get a free pass from everybody. Nobody complains, even when you sing and dance. It's like, oh, nice one, yeah.
Yeah, it is the one night of the year where they go, oh, he's such a... Oh, come on, I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, he drives me back. Oh, I can't.
Hands
you know?
The jellies.
It's like I'm wearing a big pair of glasses.
There was a thing at the weekend. I think Caitlin McBride did it, and it was in the Indo, and it was a lovely lady who started the toy show with... Because she asked Gay, listen, I have this idea, and he didn't like it, and then they went back and they tried again. But
stupid idea. Whose idea was that?
You did get a mention towards the end of the...
Oh, that was least of them.
And I think they're right, Ryan, and we're not linking up here, but, like, no one in the past has got into it more than you. So you've made it your own.
Look, thank you. What do you say? I just love doing it. I was thinking about this when I was told by the Kappa Ducappi that I got this job as presenter of the Late Late Show. My honest response was, yes, I get to present the toy show, because I had a feeling in my gut that it was going to be a beautiful relationship between me and that show.
Yeah.
And you know, we started off a little tentatively, then it got more exciting, and then it just turned into this marshmallow monster, and now I'm loving it. And it moved from a toy show to a show about children with amazing stories, and it just gets more and more exciting with every year, and I learn more every year. Not to bring it down too much, but actually to bring it up, it's great fun.
I'll give you my most recent favourite.
Oh, go on.
I must tell Tuberty that fact.
Come on, Dinah here.
Here's. I just thought that.
He's leaning forward, Jimmy.
I can feel the lean.
I thought of you, so Tuberty'd love that now.
Come on, Sheryl Sandberg, the hell out of it.
So, Professor Marvel.
Yeah.
In The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
The guy who played him, he also played the wizard, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
When he was Professor Marvel in the black and white intro.
Yeah. In that bit, in the caravan,
They wanted an old coat. That looked a bit raggedy, so they went to some secondhand stores in Chicago or somewhere.
Okay.
They get him the coat. He puts he takes off the coat, and there's a little thing on it saying Frank L. Baum.
No, it couldn't be.
They get in touch with his widow, and she confirms it was his coat.
The man who wrote the story.
The man who wrote The Wizard of Oz's coat.
Was the wizard's coat in the thing from a secondhand shop.
Full circle.
I need full provenance of that story before I tell
it's
it again.
True.
Because that
is true.
Is it true, or is it Trump true?
That's true.
This is pre-storm now, is it?
Pre-storm. The storm is starting to whip up. Yeah, pre-storm. Storm's starting to... I thought you were Ronan Keating there for a second. The storm's about to whip up. Sorry, no, I don't know.
She could be listening, careful. Yeah,
no, I'm not. There's nothing wrong with that.
Back when I sold records.
I'll tell you what, the Raglan Road, we need to bring that up.
We can talk about anything you wish. The ratings were enormous.
Did a bit of you die inside?
A bit of me rose again like a phoenix.
You say it best when you sing nothing at all.
You're being very mean to a very popular guest on my television show.
You can say it, so we can.
You can say whatever you want to say. Up. Can we go back to The Wizard of Oz, please?
Up.
It's a fine film. Go on, try your other guesses. Go on, go on.
The Wizard has been done, though, hasn't it?
Go on, give us another one.
I don't really, Ryan, because it's nearly a cliche at this stage. We try and guess, and you're never going to say, so...
Okay, sorry, I see what you mean. I'm annoying you.
I don't think you're not annoying, but I don't think even Isis would be able to get it out of you.
Kin, I think that's the theme this year.
What?
Kin.
Kin?
Yeah.
No.
Where'd you get your sources, Eamon? Is it Ryan Tuberty?
You get out of Nerf guns.
I want pizza and guns, but 8 o'clock. That's the theme, lads. You got it in one.
Last year, was there a little slip up? Was there did a little F-bomb?
A little Fanta gate?
A little Fanta.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what happened there.
How much of a free pass you get. They don't even mind if you swear in front of kids.
No, I mean, I could swear in front of a bunch of kids and still not get arrested, believe me. So what happened was.
What's the line from The Wizard of Oz again?
Check. Do you want to hear what happened? Do you want to hear about the bottle, or do you want to hear about the bomb? Or both?
Either, yeah.
Either. So I went to do this thing, and I was playing with this beautiful kid, and we were just... And the bottle opened, and it went everywhere. Mm. First response... So you have two responses. You have professional showman. You're on television in front of a bunch of people, so be careful. Or you react like an honest person, like a dad at the dinner table when the Fanta goes everywhere. And that came out. Now, what I'll say to you is this. And I've got to be, you know, conscious of the list of your listeners and the youngsters listening, because remember, it's not cool to curse. I get that. But I will say this much. Sometimes everyone hears their parents utter a drop a bomb every now and again in that regard. And what was interesting was that everyone thought I dropped an F-bomb, but actually it wasn't. It was a B-bomb, which is totally different. So that's what happened, and that's let the history book show.
It didn't sound like he was shouting Beatles when he said it.
Fiddlesticks.
Oh, Beatles! I can't believe this spilled everywhere. Oh, Paul McCartney's beer.
Come here. Where will you watch the Disney documentary? Because even I'm looking forward to that. The Let It Be thing.
Yeah, I'm all about that, Jim. Obviously.
So we get to watch that then after the toy show.
I think it could be my Saturday. Yes. I think it could be my Saturday of hour after hour after hour of you know, just play the tune, George. You know.
Yeah.
I could be that forever. You know, all day long.
For all the boys and girls listening this morning, looking ahead tonight, you do your radio show.
Yes, I do.
And then have you got a little ritual? What does Ryan do in the hours between the show?
Well, what happens is, so this morning I didn't have a radio show because of the day that's in, it's a busy day.
It's only an hour.
Yeah, I know, but I was in at the crack of dawn rehearsing.
40 minutes.
Not even there.
It's 47
songs.
It's 47 music. 47 without
Imelda May.
Music. No, I haven't played Imelda May for a long time. Love her and all, but it, I mean, no. And anyway, So what happens is I get in this morning, crack of dawn, and all day long, really, what I'm doing is I'm generally meeting the kids to say hello so that they're not totally freaked out when they come on tonight.
Yep.
And we look at the toys to make sure the batteries are working. They don't. And just road test everything, stress test me, and see how it all goes. So that's what the day is. Very, very busy. It involves a little bit of fast food and a lot of coffee. Like, it's disgusting.
Do you have a sleep at all during the day?
Not today. Okay. I mean, ordinarily on a Friday, yeah, absolutely. But it is so packed and everything's so wound up. There's not a minute to yourself.
And is there anything that you can give us a sneak preview of that you're looking forward to reviewing? Is there any toys that are standing out that you think are class this year?
Well, it's always the way. The toys are second place. Right. But they're telling me that fidgets are a big deal. Mm. I was also really surprised in the Lego section that there's a major comeback for. I'm gonna say it because I was so surprised. Super Mario Brothers are a big thing in the Lego world. Now, to me, Super Mario Brothers were kind of 90s computer gamey type thing or something like that. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying really, but. And now they're Lego? Huh? Either way, so there's all sorts. And dinosaurs are massive, for boys and girls. Dinosaurs are massive. So there'll be lots of divilment with all of those things.
Break a leg tonight, Ryan.
Listen, thanks, guys. And thanks to all your listeners. I really appreciate it to them. And I hope that the children, as I like to say on a day like today, it's your night, lads. And boys and girls, you rule the roost. So have fun getting there. You're in charge. And to the parents who peel them off the ceilings and the walls tomorrow, I say you're welcome.
We'll leave you with a little bit of yourself on TV promoting the toy show.
Join us on Friday night for the Late Late Toy Show. It's going to be a fantastic. Good looking forward to you seeing you there. It's right on top of it. Don't give me too much jelly.
Oh, no. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Will
get
the real
out of
Ryan
here.
Tuberty, please stand up. Yeah.
Stand up and walk out. Good luck, lads.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Man. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That's fun. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
There's an ad that's trending on YouTube over the last few days. It was made in Norway by the Norwegian Postal Service. It's 4 minutes long and it's called When Harry Met Santa. And it's about an older man called Harry and an older man because, you know, Santa's old. No, we're not exactly sure how old he is. But if you have relations who would be gay but older men, there's been a lot of positive comments about it where it's kind of, it brings up a topic that isn't normally discussed. Now, I mean, Santa's very happy to stay around with Harry. He comes every year down the chimney, but then he leaves again. And this the end of the, I don't want to ruin the end, like it's about 4 minutes long. But yeah, it's developing a lot of positive comments in Norway. There are some people, understandably, who say it's anti-Christian and they're not happy about it. But I think generally the people in Norway, because it's 50 years in Norway this year since you've been able to marry whoever you want.
50 years to have a right. It's mad that we're saying 50 years. Like, it was only 20 for us, which is 30 for us, which is ridiculous. So but it's a cutting world. Let me tell you, I was on a dating app before and someone said younger into older. I was like, oh, they must have got that wrong. 21 talking to me, age 31, and called me older as I lived and breathed, nearly wanted to know where they were so I can go and go, I'm not old.
Well, when you're 20, 30 years old. So yeah. I don't know how it happened, how it ends with Harry and Santa, but Santa says he got help that year, so he's not as busy. So it's the opposite of helping them out when they're busy.
It's nearly got a million views. And it's
good. It's good. It's a nice message. And you know, again, for older gentlemen who might feel that, you know, it's not as comfortable for them, or they grew up in different times. It's worth a look. When Harry Met Santa.
If I said three names to you, three out of six: Billy,
yes,
Kimberly, Tommy.
The Pickles.
No.
Go the Rugrats.
No.
No.
Like more, like probably.
Billy Kimberly Pink.
Kimberly was pink. Tommy was green, then he went white. And then you had Billy, who was blue.
Are we talking puppets here?
I'm talking. They're not cartoon characters. I'm talking characters from a TV show.
First Nunu from the Teletubbies, Crossy.
I know. if anyone knows who I'm talking about, Kimberly, Billy, and Tommy.
Is there a musical? Is there a theme? I'll close my eyes.
Oh, there's a theme tune.
Get the theme there, and I won't look, so I won't spoil it. Type it in there. Tell me when it's ready to go, and I'll see if I can guess it. Kimberly, your man goes from green to white. Did you say?
And it was a very emotional time when he went from green to white. I remember it back then, like going to school and everyone was going, I can't believe he's white now. I thought he was green.
Oh, hang on. I think I know. Was Bryan Cranston ever in the show?
Bryan Cranston was in the show. Are you ready for this? The team tune, the best team tune ever. Here we go.
I still haven't looked at the screen, but it's just the Bryan Cranston thing, and it's obviously not Malcolm in the Middle or Breaking Bad, so is it Power Rangers?
It is Power Rangers. I have got some good news for you this morning if you are a fan of the Power Rangers.
It's the Toy Show team.
So the Power Rangers, Netflix have thrown a load of cash at a studio, like so much cash, and they are bringing out a brand new Power Rangers multiverse, which means that they're coming back, every single one of those Rangers, and it's going to be retro as hell, but it's going to have a 2023 feel to it when it does come out.
Okay.
Do you remember when that movie came out?
For me, it was more TV show than movie, but
we watched it in our house. It was 1996 it came out, and we watched that movie 1,000 times that year.
It was definitely growing up one of those things before school. Just let me watch 10 minutes of this. I'll go then.
Kimberly was the Pink Ranger. She was the first love of many.
Yeah.
And then you had Tommy, who was the White Ranger. And then remember the
why did he change colour?
He changed colour. Do you know why he changed colour? And the real reason why he changed colour, they were buying all this, you know, all the actual suits and all the fighting from some random TV show over in China. Yeah. And they, you know, when they weren't Rangers, they were normal people and they were doing acting. And then in China, for some reason, the TV show that they were rubbing all the suits off, your man went from green to white, and they're like, what are we going to do here? So they made this massive storyline that Tommy was going to be a bad ranger. He was going to go from green to black to white, and the White Ranger was the ranger that was going to save the whole day.
Okay. In fairness, we've spoken before, there's soaps where like the ma changes or someone's wife is a different wife. So to question just the colour of a costume, it's probably, you know, let's not ask too many questions. It just cause.
What were the name of the two fellas? Remember the two idiots that were in it? They were like the school bullies. There was a fat guy and a skinny guy.
Costumes were terrible.
Yeah, Buzz, I think the name of the guy was.
Buzz, yeah. Something, a name beginning with A, no? Anyway, yeah, okay. So 2023, that's coming.
2023, it's going to be a massive multi-series and movies on Netflix. So if you were a fan of Power Rangers, I wonder, will Tommy come back? Because he's been in some of the new brand new ones that have been coming out. One of them, RIP. Another one is in jail. She went to collect her wedding dress and was in an accident.
Wow.
The Yellow Ranger, which is mad. There's all these mad stories about the Power Rangers if you want to go back and have a look at it, because you get into a rabbit hole.
I thought it was quite interesting as well. It was one of those shows that it kind of appealed to boys and girls.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to sometimes do.
Was it Zordon? And what was the guy?
Yeah, Zordon, yeah. Yeah, no, now. Now you mean.
Someone slagging me off because I had Nunu about the Teletubbies earlier.
Nunu was the vacuum in the Teletubbies. He gobbled up custard. No one else has heard of him, but Crossy has.
You've never. Yeah, people have heard of Nunu before.
It was the girl and the sun, and there was the Teletubbies and the
speaker
valleys,
who
was, whatever. Yeah, but no, I don't remember it.
You don't remember Nunu?
A custard gobbler. No, I don't.
Please, if anyone else has ever heard of Nunu, will you please redeem it here? Because I got slated this morning.
He really did. Right, that's good news. Just a little while away to 2023, but it'll be coming back. Power Rangers, excellent news. Right. Not that I'm doubting you, Crossy. I've seen a bit now, and it is vaguely coming back to me, maybe. But Emma is in the other studio. Emma,
hi.
Did you Teletubbies? I assume, like, we've all encountered Teletubbies growing up.
Yeah, I was a big Teletubby head when I was a kid.
Okay.
Loved them.
So
yeah.
Nunu.
Oh God, their names now. I don't know if I'd remember that. Nunu was a Teletubby, was it?
No.
Ah, come on, Emma, really?
Well, hang on,
20 years ago, Crossy.
Emma, let me play a sound effect of Nunu for you. It might come back to you.
The Hoover. Yeah. Sorry, I heard you mention this earlier.
Hello. I'm in. A Hoover should sound electronic, no?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Bit of a strange sound, I didn't think of it yet. What was the purpose of the Hoover in the show?
FM104's Instagram question.
Custard.
Oh, okay. I don't really like that slurpy sound.
It's kind of a new, like,
it's disgusting. It's like when you're out with someone and they're a real slurpy eater.
Noodles. Yeah. Or in the dentist with that thing that sucks.
Yeah.
And they all just stand around looking at it. Like,
at the Hoover?
Yeah.
Yeah, kids' TV shows were weird, man.
Yeah.
Like, really, really
So you
weird.
Do remember them?
I do.
And okay, what about this part here, Nobby? You can just see Nunu is cleaning them now.
Oh.
He cleans the Teletubbies as well.
But yeah. You're not meant to Hoover humans? Well, they're not humans, would you?
Do you remember that baby that was the sun as well?
That's so weird.
I wonder what age that baby is now.
Well, the girl with the sunrise is 37 or something, so...
Is she? Okay.
So, well, not quite that old, but not far off it. Okay. All right.
And they didn't speak. There was no dialogue, I don't think, in Teletubbies, was there?
Just sounds, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of ASMR there, if you're into ASMR. Does anyone watch The Morbeg?
If you've just tuned in...
We have currently... I don't know what's happening right now.
Oh, God.
Did anyone watch The Morbegs? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved
it. Even Darrow Breen was involved in that show, wasn't he?
Best.
I think.
I met Emma, them one day in Bushy
Emma,
Park.
You were on The Morbegs, no?
I wasn't on The Morbegs, but I did feed hippos with The Morbegs.
There you go.
In the zoo?
In the zoo, yeah.
In Dublin. Where's Bushy Park coming to this, Crossy? What's
oh,
that?
No, separately one day I was out at my play school for a walk in Bushy Park and The Morbegs were filming there and it was very exciting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Remember it so well, I think everyone was just screaming. They were all like, guys, we're trying to film here, please stop shouting.
Down the stepping stones near the daughter? No?
No, it was up the top by the kind of, in the trees, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Near the tennis courts, like?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Wow. Okay, listen.
Everyone gets it. Look, go on, Nobby. Look, I'm not the only one. Nunu, I remember Nunu, he was blue.
That's, what?
He was blue, yeah?
Yeah, okay, right. So in Dish the Dirt news this Friday morning on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, it's always sunny in Philadelphia. Look at the Irish. Sunny's back and the gang's wrecking havoc on a whole new continent. Season 15 is out on the 1st of December, so you don't have too long to wait.
Luck of the Irish. Luck of the Irish. Mama's about to get herself a little Luck of the Irish.
Sunny's back.
Whoa! I'm back in the motherland.
An all new season.
This dude is the Irish version of me. We're into like a lot of the same stuff, man. Ghouls and cheese and ghouls.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Safe to say, Frankie and Naughty Boy, right? It's probably not going to end well between them.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't take the shine away from Frankie because I like her.
Mm.
Naughty Boy's just a moan, but he's there for the right reasons.
Well,
you
he
know?
Was the first to say he wants to leave as well, so I think she'll have that edge over him.
So basically, if you didn't watch it last night, they had a row over rice, and she said our camp as an OU or a camp rather than in general our, and he picked up on us, and it's just, yeah.
And then when you're in a Castle Coin Challenge to win goodies, it can, you know, also add a little bit more attention.
So we're in the post room and the postcards are going to come out of the return chute. We've got to look at the skyline, decide what city they've come from and then return them. Oh, OK. Well, that one's self-explanatory.
Yeah, London
Eye. Instant. Yeah, easy.
Easy. To find the correct stamp, we have to identify the city and find its coordinates on the map.
Once we think we know the coordinates, we'll fix the stamp to the postcard.
Is that 15 or is that I-5?
That's I-5. OK.
Yep. Stick it on the front.
Yep.
There.
Yep.
And then hang it up.
OK.
If it's correct, the next postcard will shoot out.
Yes!
Oh, well, that's okay. Statue of Liberty.
Yep.
New York, I saw Statue of Liberty instantly.
Yes.
That was good.
Okay.
What's the coordinate, though? I haven't got a clue.
Let's try
C4.
Yep.
This is where the nation realises how stupid I am.
No, how stupid we are.
Seems like reasonably getting on.
Yeah, they seem to be OK. I wonder, right... Today, 26th of November, Rita Ora is 31. I wonder, is she going to have a birthday party? Because this time last year...
No. She won't. Although in the UK, like, no, people aren't even wearing masks. So if she's at home, I'd say she can do what she likes.
So last year, when the height of lockdown in London, in the UK, Rita Ora...
And Kay Burley.
Yes, had a 30th birthday.
Is Kay Burley free yet?
She's back on Sky. Yeah.
Well.
But I think they're very, I think they have her on like during the day rather than big massive shows now. Because, yeah, just like RTE, I put my hands up. They did wrong.
So Redor won't be having, I can't believe that's the year. That's the year since that party. Wow.
It's the first thing I thought of.
That's
31.
What happens. Yeah. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is getting a reboot and Will Smith is an executive producer on it. So there'll still be an influence from the original.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped. Show me something different. Turned upside down. I looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne.
So it's set in the present, modern day America. It's an hour-long series and it's more of a drama than the comedy show.
It looks good, and the fact that Will is part of it as well, I think it makes it a bit better.
They've stayed true to the original premise of the Legacy series. His life's turned upside down after he's forced to leave West Philly and lands in Bel-Air with all the nice mansions and the wealth. It was like when you're watching that going, is that what America's like all the time? Obviously it wasn't, but when you're an Irish kid watching that
and thinking you had an Uncle Phil, or remember Sister Sister when Roger used to jump through the window all the time, you always wondered, did that happen over there like compared to over here?
What's wrong with the back door?
I know, yeah, it was always through a window. Yeah. And Clarissa explains it all. Remember your man used to get up on the ladder then into Melissa Joan Hart? That was weird as well.
But they also had a, you know, a talking cat in some of these shows. You can't question too much about it.
We had the Morbegs.
Exactly. In Bushy Park. It's 9:49 on F104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.